I do.
Okay, it's 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 23rd, and I call this meeting of Denver Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
That's me.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Director Scheifel is absent.
So Bob Mayer may not arrive.
Yes.
Anyway, with that, public input on tonight's agenda. Yes, Wes.
Does the Airport Authority have any influence to make the next round of paving up front any less obnoxious and intrusive on the airport businesses?
Yeah, we've already addressed that several times. It will not happen again.
Thank you.
I can tell you what the plan is. We've been speaking with Lauren from the DPW. She's the PR director, and they have to have that. And we discussed the way they closed the road the last time at both ends. They weren't supposed to do that. It was supposed to allow the through traffic, but obviously we know what happened. So going forward, they're going to pave half the road at a time. They're going to allow access to the airport at all times. There will be traffic congestion because of the length of the road, and there'll be a period of about 20 minutes when they actually run the asphalt across the end of the perimeter where nobody can cross it. So there will be a 20-minute shutdown. They'll have police on the detail this time, which they didn't have on the first round, and they already have them out there.
There were police. They just didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, they weren't there until I called them there. It was just a flagging company. The police weren't supposed to be on the job the first time. It was a paid flagging detail.
Will they be repositioning the fire department during the time that they can't get help?
Couldn't tell you that.
That impacts the airports. Is that safe?
Well, they're actually, it does, but they're also not a dedicated fire department to our airport. In other words, they could have a cat the tree call and they could be gone, and it happens quite often where they're not there. But I will talk to Tom Trinity and find out. I'm sure he's arranged something. But
you were speaking a little while ago about the crash at Bradley's. They're the phone truck.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any more public input this evening before we move on? Okay, minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of September 18, 2019. We have a motion to approve last month's minutes.
So I make a motion to approve the September 19 minutes.
Second that.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Treasurer's report, approval of the 2019 financial statements subject to audit.
Okay, we're only 3 months into the year, but just comparing to budget, we're in good shape overall. There's a few accounts that are, a couple of accounts are a little higher than expected. There's some building and there's some maintenance that we did, and probably going to catch up later on in the year. There's a host of other accounts that we haven't spent essentially any money in marketing yet, so that's a little bit under budget. Workers' comp came in a little under budget, and some electricity came in a little under budget. And just a bunch of small accounts or miscellaneous accounts that amounted up to about year-to-date $10,000 favorable to the budget. So we're just going to keep an eye on that. That has a tendency to go away in the wintertime. That is that surplus for various budget or other. So we're flipping along. There's nothing out of the ordinary.
Any way to, are you worried at all about the land lease and tie down?
No.
Matching up the budget.
Land lease should be pretty close. My lease is only $600 off.
Yeah, it's just impressive. I figured it was one of those projectable.
My lease will be increasing in January 2020.
Gotcha.
So it is going to be a little bit down right now.
It'll be down now and then catch up later.
It's a projected number.
Gotcha.
That we get off of.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, make a motion to approve the, September 2019 financials pending audit.
I second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion is approved. Let's see, communication. Currently on September 18th, Boston Law Office, San Diego Memorial Park Central Station, we received communication regarding that. Are we missing the communication from DOT, or was that reported on earlier?
It was reported last month, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, because, no, that came in after that. I'll have to look at the date on it when we get back.
Okay.
It was either the day of or the day after, I don't recall.
What was the correspondence about?
The corrective actions plan revisions.
Corrective actions for what?
Well, this relates to back to the Part 13 complaint that has been dragging on.
Are you kidding me? Jesus, can we shoot that thing?
All right.
Shoot you.
Anyway, we'll keep moving on here. Tower loop question.
We need to put that to bed.
We need cooperation from DOT.
I understand that. I understand it's not us.
Yeah.
I get that.
So, tower report. For September. September 2019, 9,879 operations recorded, a variance of positive 3,511 movements compared to last year. So that's up 55% year over year. So quite a big jump.
Hey, anything that would have been that big of a jump, or is that just
college?
Because it's nice. The last 3 months are 30, 22, and then 55.
The weather's been favorable.
Yeah.
That's been pretty good.
Well, what my understanding was that they had over 40 students, new students, sometime back in July.
Right.
Yes.
So they probably just started getting there.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely the college.
So on the next page, the FAA tower report breaks it down from insurance and local. And local is 60% of them. Would that be like the school would be a good example of local?
Yeah, base traffic. Yep.
That is correct. 60% of all activity.
And Greg attracts the other percentage.
That's right.
Okay. Airport manager.
That's me. Okay, well, unfortunately, recent events, our very successful Collings Foundation visit with the Wings of Freedom tour was overshadowed by tragedy. So we're not going to talk too much about how great of an event it was, but we're very thankful that they came here, and I think that going forward, all these organizations, whether it's Collings Foundation or the Commemorative Air Force, they need a lot of support. So, you know, there's a lot of talk from senators, et cetera, in Connecticut, trying to put a stop to all these warbirds flying, or you have to retrofit them with the latest in computers, which everybody knows is not practical or even possible. So they, they did a lot for aviation, and I think everybody needs to continue supporting them so they can continue in what they've done. So, upcoming events, we don't have anything scheduled for right now other than some possible snow this winter. Other items of interest, excuse me, Joyce Heating and Cooling completed the installation of the heating AC unit for the tower. And I think they're nice and warm tonight, and when it's sunny out in the day, they've been nice and cool. Everything appears to be working perfect. And they did a very nice job on it. Exactly the time they said they were going to do it. No complaints. Gate 13 telephone entry controller has been replaced again. We replaced that about a month ago, and the brand new one failed. The circuit board failed, so they came back and replaced it for no cost, and it is still working, and so hopefully that keeps working. On September 19th, we had our annual runway safety meeting with Brian Bean from Midwest ATC, and there were also three people from the FAA that were in on this one, as well as my crew, Matt and Joe. And we discussed all, like we do this annually, runway safety issues, and we really had no issues, no incursions to speak of. So the meeting went well. 9/24, I attended the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Gala. That was a great event. I believe they generated somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 that night. So it was very successful for them. Great turnout. Really good for aviation in the state of New Hampshire. Great organization, good people. On the 25th of September, runway groove and seal and SRE final inspections were completed. Nick will discuss this, but in his absence, Matt can discuss this. Snow plowing meeting was held on 10/3. That's where we get myself, Matt, Joe, and our three part-time snowplow personnel, and we go over the plans for the year and talked about last year, and so we're all ready to go. All of our equipment's ready to go. Need some of that upcoming event, the snow.
Who's driving the grader?
I think you're coming in driving. You keep talking about it so much. On October 10th, we had our 5010 inspection. I did that with Will Stanfield from New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics, and we're awaiting the results from that. I can tell you it's they do an inspection of the airport and all the obstructions, the conditions of the pavement, overall condition of the airport, and everything seemed to go well during the inspection, so I don't anticipate any surprises.
They do that every year?
Yes. And all that 5010 feeds all of, like, the supplemental pubs and all that. It feeds all that information into about obstructions. We could probably talk even more about that as to where it goes. But that's really all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
I have two questions. Let's see. Regarding runway safety, was there any discussion of the whole short lines and how things are working out with those?
Nope. They had no discussion about it.
Okay. And,
I did bring Brian down at one point after the meeting, and he and I went over and looked at all the signage, and he was pleased with it and said he thought it looked fine.
Okay. And let's see, regarding the 5010, does that take into account any of the ramp pavements and taxi lane pavements?
It'll note conditions of them, but it doesn't have any effect on anything. It's not like it's a point scoring system or...
Okay. But at least the condition of those pavements are noted for the record?
Correct.
Okay.
I got one question. Any update on our earlier theft ring thing?
No updates. They have no further information. They've exhausted basically all of their leads, and which weren't many to begin with. A couple pieces of video that weren't very clear. No fingerprints. They fingerprinted all the planes. Nothing.
Okay. So, airport engineer.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Matt Karen with Gale Associates for the reporting. Sitting in for Nick this evening, three projects that are ongoing with the Airport Authority at this time. The first one is the runway 1432 groove and seal project. Following up with what Chris said, there was a final inspection that was held on September 25th. The last item remaining before closeout and final reimbursement is to acquire the new sign panels. The price for these panels has been prepared by Krauss Heinz, the manufacturer, and once these are obtained, the final reimbursement closeout will be submitted. I talked with Nick before I came over here this evening. He said he was looking at about approximately $1,200 for that, which is down, I think, significantly from the original price you guys were given. So once that's complete, then the closeout for that project will begin. Any questions on that or anything I can bring back to Nick?
There were some funds expended this past month, or September, for the we just didn't close all of it out. There was a bunch of some activity in the accounts for
the project?
Yeah, the project activity, yes?
Shouldn't be.
If you go to the non-operating income piece,
Okay. All right, that was year to date then. Okay. Any other questions on that? If not, next project is the snow removal equipment. Project closeout documentation was sent to the airport early last week for signatures. I believe that's been taken care of. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Once the project is closed out, all the documents are signed and forwarded to NHDOT. The project will be 100% complete, and it'll essentially be taken off of the update for next month. At this point, just waiting on DOT payment to AID, or to the airport, rather.
Yeah.
Good. The pavement reconstruction and maintenance phase two project. So NHDOT, as everyone knows, has issued a grant offer to the airport for the design-only grant. This must be signed, accepted, signed, and returned to NHDOT by October 25th, which is this Friday. I assume that's already on its way up.
It's being signed tonight. Okay. Tomorrow it'll be signed by the city attorney. So you have to sign it in order. Then I will sign it, and it'll be notarized, and I will hand-deliver it on Friday as planned.
Sounds good. The I know Nick actually did put together the first reimbursement request for that, sent it up to NHDOT. It was rejected and sent back because the dates on the reimbursement request precede the actual signing of the grant offer. So that was sent back, so we're just going to prepare a revised reimbursement request package once that's sent up, and then we'll get everyone reimbursed on that.
Susan, do we need a motion?
We do. We need a motion.
Which
is this?
That is the pavement reconstruction and maintenance phase two project.
That's the
project we were.
It went into the design only. It's supposed to be a design and construction.
Yeah, right. The other one's the lease.
Yes, we need a motion for Farrell to yield to execute these documents.
Before the motion operates, Farrell Wood, Chairman of the National Airport Authority, to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority in contracts with the State of New Hampshire related to SDG 12-20-2019 Airport Payment Maintenance Rehabilitation Markings Phase 1 Design Element.
Phase 2.
Phase
2.
Oh, it said Phase 1. So phase 2 correction. Phase 2. We'll get that book corrected.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that item? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Chris, when you met with the mayor, you told them you said that they would. You informed them they weren't getting the big funding, so they could put that. Did you tell about this piece of it?
Yes.
Okay. So
we didn't have the exact numbers that day, but we told them it was approximately. I did have the exact numbers. We hadn't have it etched in stone at that point, so we told them that, and they were more than happy with that number.
Goes away and this one.
Correct.
Okay.
All of a sudden, unless you have any further questions.
Nope, not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, committees. We have no committees at stamp at this time. business. I don't think we had anything carrying over. That brings us to new business. Midas Properties, LLC, 106 Perimeter Road, lease extension request. So let's see. This was received via email. Mr. Lynch, as you may recall, and represents Midas Properties, LLC. Midas recently acquired a building in 106 Perimeter Road and assumed land use. He's originally between the National Airport Authority and JTST Associates, so his office 1986. The lease term is scheduled to end on July 31, 2024. In accordance with the provisions of Article 21 of the lease, Myers hereby requests to extend the term of lease to July 31, 2066. My understanding is that this request will be considered by the Airport Authority Board during its next meeting, scheduled for October 16th, here we are today. Myers manager, Eric Castellani, plans to attend the meeting and present this matter to the board. So, and there he is.
So we are just looking to extend the land lease for the property.
Eric, is this for financing purposes? What is it? I mean, our life, it's 42 years, right? That's a weird number.
That's what the lease says.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just acting on
yeah.
the...
Okay. Yeah. All right, so, is this... why do you want to extend it now versus 5 years from now?
Because the term ends before
right.
the mortgage is paid back.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Wes.
Wes Lewis for the recording. It was the original lease for 40 years. There was a 20 and 20.
Yeah, it was the original lease for 40 years.
Because I think we've had a great deal of discussion about the FAA guidance.
It's already an existing lease. We have to honor it. We discussed this probably a year ago at a meeting.
This lease does not have the additional 20 years.
Right. The FAA, I believe, guidance says 25 is the maximum they want to see. Otherwise, you're giving away the property.
But we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Okay. We can't change it from just 25. And I think that's what Farrell or Joe putting up.
I think the original existing leases. New leases wouldn't have terms greater than the 25.
Right.
So this is a
grandfathered.
Yeah, right. The original lease says 42 and 43 or something.
So I guess it begs the question of whether, in our interest, we should take the time, he has the time, to ask him if he would be willing and interested to enter into a different term.
You know what the bank is, what's the bank looking for in terms of the minimum? If 5 years is too short, is it a 20-year lease?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'd look for a minimum of 20 years. I also had that question, is when would we be able to, like, negotiate an optional extension on this one. Do you guys know?
Do you have a
question? Just because it's been, 30 years we sell the property and there's only 10 years left, that won't be attractive to any buyer,
Well, but then the subsequent buyer would come to the board at that time
right.
with their
right.
petition.
Do the same thing.
Right.
I don't think the lease...
Yeah, I don't think
calls for any
additional.
Yeah,
because it was a 42
correct.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that hasn't to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Article 21, leasee shall the option to extend this lease for an additional term of 42 years from the first day of August 2024 to the 31st day of July 2066, provided the leasee will then fall here under.
Right.
The option to extend it is provided. Or by Article 21 shall be exercised if all falls under the last. Blah, blah, blah. And this lease is originally dated when?
1986.
1986. the term of this, that lease was 38 years. So.
Does it have an additional clause after it?
Well, the term of this lease is 38 years, starting on the first day of 86, terminating on the 31st day of July 2024.
So the total is 80 years.
Right, 80 years.
This was a candidate. Who knows what that was?
Well, I guess the question is their interest to change it.
No, I mean, that's good for me now. I just, you know, in like 20 years, you guys now do 20 year.
Well, the FAA made the guidance is that anything beyond 25 years, they consider disposal of the property because it's such a long lease.
So when there's like 24 years left, then we could come back and talk about an extension at that point. Like, there's this way down the road.
Right? Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. It ends at the second term, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Yeah, I can't speak for this board, but I can, you know, we don't know if it's going to be here
right.
25 years, but
Chris will be here.
Yeah.
Get my walker.
But anyway, I guess it's.
How long is your shot clock right now? I mean, is it another month going to kill?
Why do we want to
kill? Well, I'm just, we, you know, I mean, I know Brian had expressed some questions with it. I mean, it's a long-term lease. It's 43 years.
But it's written in his contract,
yeah,
too.
I don't,
you can't really.
Well, we can only if you'd be interested.
Right. That's what I mean. We're going to stretch it for 25 years. That's 42 years.
Right, yeah, I'd rather not just because, you know, in 20 years if I go to sell it, it would be worthless. So,
but what's the concern, though, for going and not just, why do we want to go shorter?
The FAA.
Just trying to bring it to the point.
That's already moved.
Yeah, we already, we discussed that with them last year when it's written it. We discussed it with Steve Bolton, the city attorney, and it's in the lease. And if you go against that, you're going to have lawsuits all day long.
Right.
And you just can't do it.
So the FAA has officially agreed with this grandfather?
Yes. Yep. But yeah. Going forward, any leases are not to be written that way. 80-something years in that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So says Farrell. So we put forth a motion to grant Tamias Property as an LLC a 42-year extension to lease E-1500 for 106 Current Road, beginning on 1 August 2024 and terminating on 31 July 2066.
Yeah. And Brian seconded the motion. Is there any other discussion on this? Okay, all those in favor of extending the lease?
Aye.
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 Okay, opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Now that it's done. Are we really extending it for 47 years?
Well, it commences on the 2024.
It's the date of the.
Okay, so we're basically doing something today with
proactive, not retroactive.
Okay.
See, the way the lease is worded, they can't come to us 90 days ahead of time, but they can come to us as far in advance as they want to. So, something else for us to potentially, address.
I have this one notarized in a recorded.
Okay.
Please register.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So Chris already covered upcoming events. We don't have anything going for this next month. That brings us to public input. Draw to a close here. Okay. So go to Steve.
Just a question for the engineer. I didn't hear if you had said this or not, but for this phase of the paving project, does that include the section of the intertaxiway between, let's say, golf and hotel, which passed in front of the old vines and boneyard and 13, 15, 17, 19?
No.
I fly every day, and I go through there, and I'm telling you right now, it's a little house of shit.
This are the projects on the other end of the field.
Okay,
this are the projects on the other end of the field.
Okay, well, that answers that question. Yeah. It would be a good idea to plant
seeds if you know. Wes?
So, I mentioned this to the chair outside this meeting, but I will make the suggestion tonight to the entire board. We have a New Hampshire DOT Aeronautics Department that is not acting as an advocate for funding or promoting aviation in New Hampshire. And we do have a senator who wants to get reelected. I think it would be in the National Airport Authority's interest to write a nice letter to that senator saying that we understand that New Hampshire DOT is underfunded and understaffed, and the consequence of that is that New Hampshire is the only state in the 50 states that did not receive any discretionary funding this past year. Would it be possible for the office of the senator to assist us in securing funding for, and you could list whatever project you want? The senator most certainly would react by sending an inquiry to the FAA. The senator would love to have a press release saying senator secures funding for a national airport. I think that for a little bit of effort, there's no downside to this body or this airport to do that. And having a little bit of insight into how our national legislators work, I think that I would encourage you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public input? Okay. Director's comments. We'll start with Joe.
Nothing.
Okay. So I don't have anything significant this month. Brian?
I'm all set.
Okay. David?
No, I think we're all set too.
There's Andy Williams here. motion to adjourn.
So, what's motion to adjourn?
I'll second the motion. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.